From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President's son admits to meeting with Russian lawyer during campaign. The Kremlin said Monday it was unaware of a 2016 meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump's senior staff and a Russian attorney who promised to give them damaging information about Trump's challenger, Democrat Hillary Clinton. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said he does not know the lawyer, Natalia Veselnitskaya. Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., said Sunday that he, Trump's then-campaign manager Paul Manafort, and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner met with the Russian lawyer in June of 2016 after Trump had clinched the Republican presidential nomination. Veselnitskaya had said she would share information that could hurt Clinton's campaign. Trump's son said his father was unaware of the meeting. In the meantime, Trump's son told the New York Times on Saturday that it was a meeting about Moscow's ban on allowing American couples to adopt Russian children. Trump Jr. changed his account Sunday, acknowledging that the Russian lawyer had promised to disclose damaging information about Clinton. At the G20 last week, President Vladimir Putin vehemently denied any Russian meddling in the 2016 election and said later in a news conference that he felt President Trump believed him. White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, however, told reporters,
"The president absolutely did not believe the denial of President Putin."
A special counsel is investigating any connections between the Trump team and Moscow. The hospital-treating Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo says he's too ill to travel overseas for treatment. According to the Nobel Prize lawyer, it is in critical condition. The hospital said Liu's blood pressure is falling and he has an increasingly swollen stomach and partial intestinal obstruction and other complications. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces continue to fight remaining Islamic State militants in Mosul, even as officials celebrate victory. Former U.S. Ambassador and Washington Institute for Near Policy scholar James Jeffrey.
I'm sure there are still individual ISIS soldiers floating around in Mosul or close to it. And certainly there are stay-behind people and essentially folks who are going to do terrorist things. But all in all, Mosul has been liberated.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi went to Mosul to congratulate the armed forces on their success. A U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire in southwest Syria is the first peacemaking effort in the Syrian civil war that was made by President Trump. VOA asked Trinity University Middle East scholar David Lesh if this is a diplomatic breakthrough.
I would not consider it a diplomatic breakthrough. It's encouraging if it's followed up with workable details and an agreement that actually works and maybe something that is transferred to other parts of the country. It seems to me that Putin and Trump in their meeting in Europe were eager to show something out of the meeting, and this seems to be it.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko announced Monday that Ukraine is beginning discussions on a membership action plan with the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Speaking at a joint news conference with NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg after a NATO-Ukraine commission session in Kyiv, Poroshenko said, "At the moment, Ukraine does not meet NATO accession criteria, but has a three-year plan through 2020 and knows what has to be done." Mr. Stoltenberg expressed his dissatisfaction with the Russian president in Ukraine.
The Minsk agreements remain the only path towards peace. Russia must withdraw its thousands of soldiers from Ukraine and stopping supporting the militants.
The United States will step up pressure on China to support sanctions against North Korea in the wake of Pyongyang's recent missile launch. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said while the United States wants to avoid conflict, it is committed to halting North Korea's nuclear drive. China has expressed its condemnation of the recent North Korean missile launch. Australia has barred the Turkish economic minister from entering the country to attend a rally marking the anniversary of the failed coup attempt in Turkey last year. A spokesman for the Austrian Foreign Ministry confirmed in a statement Monday that the decision of Foreign Minister Sebastian Kurz, saying the event was very big and that the public appearance of Turkey's Nihat Zeybekci could endanger public order and security in Austria. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.